T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What my teenager does every time she walks into a room, I'm like, that's freaking weird. Is this the teenage trend, or is this just my kid and I should be concerned?
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
Every time she walks into a room, and please, if you have a teenager, 2222899, she closes all the blinds, closes the curtains, turns on the lights. In the middle of the day, in the morning, or what? I get it. We have gray skies. It's gloomy outside. Maybe she doesn't want to see it. I'm like, honey, are you okay? Are you depressed? Like, why are you keep walking around this house? You know, because I'm all about open up everything. Everything's wide open. I want to see outside. If we ever get a little peek of sun, I want it to shine through the windows.
Yeah.
Everything is so dark. And she goes, I like the warm light. I go, okay, I'm not paying to have all the lights on in the house when it's daytime.
You don't have the lights on during the day in the house.
If
you have
I
the windows
do,
open, right?
Well, for the most part, right? I mean, do you turn on every single light in your house during the day? No, you use the natural light, so you don't have to pay for lights to be on in the
house.
Yeah,
right.
Well, no, not my kid. If you live with my kid, she will go around following you as you open up the blinds and the curtains. She will go follow you, closing them all up and then turning on the light. I like warm.
Huh.
And I'm like,
I can't. I can't say that's normal. I've never heard that. I mean, I know, like, a lot of kids.
Oh,
like,
thank you. Here I am. Wait a minute. I am trying to have you say, oh, don't worry. That's a teenage thing. And you're like, that's not normal.
No, it's not normal. I've never seen. Hey, okay, maybe their bedroom. They always keep the, you know, the
blinds are
blinds
never
closed.
Open.
Really?
Never, yeah. Not once. Like, you know, on the weekend, beautiful sun, and, you know, I like to soak in, like we all do, the sun when we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Open up her blinds, and she's like, don't, it's too bright. It hurts my eyes.
Oh, my God. Does anyone else get this? This is so different. I've never heard of that.
She's just, okay, thank you. I need somebody else.
Yeah.
I need somebody else to be the professor in class.
Oh, could this be a girl, teenage girl thing?
I don't know what it is. All I know, it's driving me nuts because I'm like, I don't pay for lights to be on during the day.
I know, you're so funny when it comes to money, right? It's all about money. It's all about money.
This is my house. If I want the blinds open, the blinds will stay open.
I can't tell you. I can't give you any advice. I don't think my boys have ever done anything like that. I'm trying to think.
Did they have any weird teenage thing where you were like, I'm grasping at straws here now talking to you? Did they have any weird teenage thing where you're like, what are you doing? And come to find out it was just what
they do.
All the teenagers do.
I've never come across any quirky, like,
no
thing like that.
Wow, you weren't home much, were you? As a father.
Come on. The cat's in the cradle at my house, not me. 222 Buzz. 222-2899. Help Sandy out. Be a professor. This is definitely. Does she have migraines? Is that it?
No. And I really, a part of me, like, I laugh and we joke and I'm hoping and begging that one of you calls in and says that it happens in your house too. But a part of me is like, And my husband and I have had a discussion without her in the room, and we're like, I don't know. Is she depressed? I mean, she seems happy. I don't know. Is she goth? I mean, I will love her no matter what, but I just want to know what I'm dealing with over here.
Yeah, black lipstick and white face. That next progression, you may want to have an intervention. Help us out on Buzz Baby University on Spaziano and Sani.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
If you have a teenager that lives in your house, 222-2899. And we all had our things when we were teenagers, right? Things that our parents would scratch their head and be like, what the hell are you doing? But, you know, now that we're the parents, we're like, what the hell are you doing?
You need a shovel to clean out their room? What?
Well, that, I think that goes generation to generation. I don't think that's ever changed, right? The messy room. But, there's certain things that my teenager is doing that I'm like, oh, okay, that's the trend now, obviously. All the teenagers have the LED lights. You could tell who got LED lights for Christmas because when you drive by a house and you see this bright pink glow coming out of a bedroom window, you're like, oh, they have LED lights. But anyhow... You gave me a weird look. Do you not know?
Are you talking about no?
No.
What is that? Rope lights?
Yeah, but they don't call them rope lights. But
are they
little
fairy dots? Yep. Are those things?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So that is one thing. Okay. So now that's all over our house. Fine. Okay. I dealt with that. It's cute. Whatever. My daughter. Every room that she walks into. She has to, close the blinds, close the curtains, just make it as dark as possible. And I am like, what are you doing? There's a part of me that is very seriously concerned. Is my child depressed?
Have you talked to her about it?
Well, yeah. I'll be like, what the hell are you doing? You know, I talk to her like an Italian mom would. What the hell are you doing?
Don't touch your shades. Those are the good shades.
This is my house. Why are you? I just opened the curtains. Why are you closing them? Oh, it's too bright. I'm like, honey, are you depressed? No, I'm fine. I'm not. It's just too bright. I like the warm lights. And then she'll turn on all the lights in the house. I'm like, listen, I ain't paying for the electricity when it's a beautiful day out.
Beautiful gray day.
At least it's still ambient light,
still, right?
It's still something.
It is.
I don't want to live in a cave. If I wanted to live in a cave, I would go live in a cave.
That's a good answer.
I didn't know how to finish that.
I know. She has no reason, rhyme or reason for it, just saying that she likes the warm light.
I'm really hoping somebody, you guys who have teenagers in your house too, are like, oh my God, my kid does that too. I'm always looking for this. It's almost like a group therapy thing right now. Yeah. I almost, need you guys to say yes. So then it's not just.
Let's see. I got a call ringing in. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donzo always has good advice because he's got teenagers.
Oh, well, Ada does the exact same thing. I call her a mushroom.
Oh. What?
She did. Okay.
Mushroom.
What the heck? Why?
I don't know. It drives me nuts. She'll go and hang out in her room, and it's pitch black, too, and then all of a sudden, all the lights go on. And she's got them LED lights on her room, so it looks like a...
Yes!
It's like a disco ball is going off there.
Yes!
Both of them have it in there.
Yes! It's so freaking weird. It's like, okay, we don't live in... Where is it where they have complete darkness for, 12 days?
Like Iceland?
Yeah. I'm like, I enjoy the daytime. Can we please... Oh my
that's
God,
me.
That's
I
so
turn
funny.
Off, I turn off the heat, open up a window, and every curtain in the house is open. Go down the hallway, it's like walking into a cave.
Wow. This is so new. This is interesting. Okay. And I got another call coming. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, that's cool. Hi, the Buzz. Morning.
I actually read this. Your daughter's 16, like my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Does she use technology? Like cell phone, iPad, whatever?
Would you be offended if I said, is that a dumb question or what?
Well, I am a dumb person. My wife would tell you that.
Of course. What teenager does it?
She likes to read books and use an abacus.
Here's the thing. I read in the article. They're saying that under 20, regular light affects their vision and it affects the screens and stuff.
Wow.
So you do that, you go with the artificial light, they can see their stuff better, and it's not as reflective or too bright.
Oh, wow.
And they don't realize they're doing that, and one of the reasons why. So, but yeah,
all it's... Right. Well, thank you for that. You did.
That's interesting.
You did not make any of us feel better. So thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.